Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, June 9th. As we reported on yesterday's regional newscast, Gunnison County Sheriff Rick Besseker closed off a portion of the Gunnison River due to safety reasons. KVNF News spoke with Besseker Thursday for an update on the closed portion of the river, which stretches about 8 miles from Almont to the North Bridge. Besseker said he expects the river to stay closed through the weekend.
Yesterday, when I put the notices out, I believe that the river was probably, and I didn't check for official reading, but well over 4,000 cubic feet a second, maybe even as much as 4,500 cubic feet a second at what we refer to as the Twin Bridges, which is just past Gunnison. Now, the portion that I've closed is from Almont, which is 10 miles north of Gunnison, to what we refer to as the North Bridge, which is about 2.5 miles north of Gunnison. And there are several bridges that are low enough that they will restrict traffic on the vessel traffic on the waters. And so until the water recedes a little, then that will remain closed. Traditionally, the 8th of June is usually the high water point that we kind of refer to as the spring runoff gauge. And when I checked this morning, the water was down just a little bit. So I don't know if we've reached peak or not, but I would anticipate by Monday we will have passed the high water point and probably lift restrictions at that point.
A walkway beneath Highway 50 is also still closed, and Besseker advised that only professional recreational water users should be on the rough water below North Bridge.
There's a walkway underneath Highway 50, again at what we refer to as the Twin Bridges, and that walkway is relatively low, and so yeah, that will remain closed until it's dry.
And then below, I believe it was North Bridge, it said the water's passable, but you really don't recommend people go out on it right now?
Unless they have some significant experience, that is correct.
Life has come full circle for the Ute Indian Museum in Montrose, which will celebrate a grand reopening today and tomorrow. The museum first opened its doors with two rooms in 1956. It was renovated in 1997 when the Visitor Center and the Chipita Room were added on. Museum Director C.J. Brafford spoke with KVNF News and said that this weekend's celebration marks the beginning of a new chapter in the history of the Ute Museum.
It's coming full circle. With that being said, because the doors opened to the museum back in 1956, and 61 years later, coming full circle. But with coming full circle, what we have done, we had incorporated the three Ute tribes. So through this process, we've had years of consultation of the museum, and it's their story, their voices. So that's what's really exciting, is that now we have incorporated the Ute people with their stories and their voices on this whole project, going from, of course, the exhibits of what should be in the exhibits and what should be not, how they should be displayed, what words should be shared, meaning the text, even going to the architect, using a lot of curves, roundness, bringing to the Ute people, they said, you know, we lived on Mother Earth, and so there was a concept of bringing the outside in. So we've done that through many different components in our exhibits, the architect and things like that. So I'm elated. I'm elated with a great pride, honor, that this now has come full circle, and we're going to be sharing to people, visitors, the community, as they come in to bridge that cultural awareness between different, you know, because for people, we come from all walks of life. So to give a better understanding of the Ute culture, of the Ute people. And so again, bridging that better understanding.
The weekend's celebrations begin today. Today's opening ceremonies are private for the three Ute tribes, two from Colorado and one from Utah. After they get to see it for the first time, there will be a private showing for donors later this evening. Saturday's festivities for the general public will run from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Because parking is limited at the museum, there will be a shuttle running from the Target parking lot in Montrose directly to the museum. The museum Target shuttle will run Saturday from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Saturday's opening for the general public will feature a buffalo lunch and presentations about Ute history and culture.
Ribbon cutting on Saturday, and that will start at 10, and then that will be followed by a lunch, a buffalo feast that's free to the community. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to be the three Ute tribes are coming together and presenting a cultural presentation. And they will be sharing from bear dance, which is very significant in of the Ute peoples, and because they've just all been doing their bear dance on their reservations. They start in the springtime. So they're going to come and share that along with some other, dancing, drumming. There'll be flute playing, storytelling, but just a whole, it will encompass youth culture presentation. And like I said, that will start at 1, and we'll have we have a children's activity table set up, so they'll be making teepees for those who wish to make some teepees and string a bracelet. And of course, the museum will be open for viewing. We'll have our gift store, which is all a Native gift store, all Native American, from beadwork to silver work, Ute pottery, Ute beadwork. We'll have our gift store open. There'll be access to the, we're almost on 9 acres of here at the Ute Museum. So there'll be, there's the Chipeta's gravesite, and there's her brother John McCook, who's buried next to her. Of course, you know, Chipeta was married to Uray. We have our native plant gardens across the road. There's the boardwalk they can take down to the Oncompahgre River. They can just sit and just in the park and enjoy the scenery and the birds and just enjoying themselves. So that's kind of the variety of events that we'll be having going on here on Saturday.
And finally today, in a Friday sports story, the two-time 2A state champion boys track team from Cedar Edge was honored by the state this week. Head coach Kirby Henderson was named Coach of the Year, and 7 Bruins runners made the All-State team. Wyatt Camp, Ty Grant, Ryan Imhoff, Brendan Klassine, Drew Markley, Isaac Swaffer, and Jordan McMillan. 4 runners from Montrose earned 4A All-State honors. Evan Graff, Justin Hawkins, Ian Meek, and Landon Ruiz Diaz. In 2A girls track, Paonia coach Brian Mitchum was named Coach of the Year. Eagles runners Brianna Van Vliet, Emily Pieper, Sophie Anderson, and Lila Hayuden earned All-State honors, as did Hotchkiss sophomore Kaya Firor. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.